I'm David Brancaccio in New York. We're continuing to follow the economic crisis in Turkey, which deepened this morning despite moves by central banking officials in Ankara to calm the flight from the currency. The lira is down another 6% today at 6.87 to the dollar. It's lost nearly 40% of its value since the beginning of just this month, and it's more than just Turkey now. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
To be clear, the Turkish economy is tiny. But there's a reason why the lira's downfall makes investors nervous. Economist Steve Hanke at the Cato Institute.
The dollar is the key to understanding the whole thing.
He says companies in emerging markets like Turkey tend to borrow money in dollars instead of their own currency. That lets them take advantage of lower interest rates. Problem is,
when the dollar gets strong, what's that mean? It means the value of the debt obligations that they have go up and up.
The dollar is up 5% this year, making it way more expensive for Turkish companies to pay back their debt. Analysts don't expect what's happening in Turkey to trigger a global crisis, but Chris Vecchio at Daily FX says they are looking to see if other economies might be feeling the pressure too.
Investors tend to behave in herd behavior.
And currencies in Indonesia, India, and Russia are down today. Vecchio says the country most similar to Turkey in terms of dollar-backed debt? South Africa. The South African rand fell sharply this morning, the steepest decline in a decade. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.